Eric Hutchinson is joining us in the studio. Eric, welcome to KCSN.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're accompanied by the beautiful man, Dave Bouchard, from Warner Brothers Records.
I am.
He is a beautiful man. He and I have many road stories that I'll share with you sometimes, but I can't. They're not for public broadcast. I think the statute of limitations are still intact, so we'll leave those aside. But it is interesting to bring up the fact that here you have a representative from one of the largest record companies in the world, Warner Brothers Records, at your side as you stop by and talk to us about your forthcoming record. And there was a point in time when you made things happen without any of that. You are really an example and one of the sterling examples of someone who really connected virally and started to make things going. Now, talk to us about the beginning, how I believe you were signed, ironically, to Maverick, which was a Warner Brothers label. And before they could put out your record,
I got dropped. It was an interesting time. I mean, it was a really good learning experience for me. I got picked up by Maverick Records. I could sort of feel my head getting a little big, thinking I was the cool guy in town. And you know, I'm going in to make the album. And then a few weeks into that, they call and say, Maverick's folding. Everything's frozen. You can't stay in your hotel tonight.
Oh, great.
And
that's inspirational.
It was a real wake-up call. Yeah. You know? So I eventually ended up getting dropped and went and made the album myself. And then, you know, it's one of those things that feels like the process is the process, you know. It worked out in the end.
But you did have a number of people. There were people along the lines in traditional media that supported you here and there. But it did start a grassroots following.
Yeah, I mean, I toured a lot, you know, on my own and stuff. And I mean, really the thing that kind of changed everything, though, I'd made the album. It was up on iTunes for maybe a week or two. And then Perez Hilton got a hold of it, celebrity blogger. And he put the music up on his website. And you know, overnight, there was just this real shot in the arm of attention, you know. And people were super excited about it, you know. And that's how I ended up on Warner Brothers. And yeah, it was... I was very lucky.
Well, but it does speak also to the fact that you know, there's many paths that you can take to attaining success. And really, I don't like to throw the word stardom around, but rather that you can live your craft and that you can, you know, pursue what's in your heart as an artist and a musician. And generally speaking, you know, when you're an old guy like me, and you've seen all the new ideas that, you know, everybody's going to change the game like 7-8 times now, you realize it all comes down to, is there 5 people in a lot of cities that love you that'll tell 5 of their friends that'll tell 5 of their friends?
Right. And I feel like that's easier than ever now with the internet. You know, it doesn't have to be my city. It could be whatever city. 5 people can tell anybody anywhere. I mean, that's the thing that's exciting to me right now is there's no right way to do things. And sometimes that can be a little overwhelming, but... I mean, I love making the music. You know, I'm the kind of guy that sings in the shower and turns up the radio loud when I'm driving, and that's what I like doing. And I don't feel like it's up to me really to decide how people get to hear the music. You know, however people get to hear it is cool with me as long as they're listening to it.
Well, right now we have people listening and they want to hear your music. So Eric Hutchinson joins us on 88.5 KCSN. What'd you like to kick off with?
That song's off the new album. It's called The Basement.
I'm going down to the basement, y'all, where people have a good time. The parties that I hit have nothing to do with my ears are going out of their mind. Down here they play the real thing, songs that really were rock and roll. It's a cliche to put it this way, but they don't make them like that anymore, more. And if they put me in the spotlight, I'm never leaving the floor. Going down to the basement. I'm going down to the basement. I'm going down to the basement, 'cause I really wanna rock and roll. Oh, oh, oh. I know the man gets on the mic, tells us to hang our burdens up. He says songs you hear today all start to get in the way till you're barely even feeling the love, 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 love. He drops a needle on a pop song. He drops a needle on some soul. Now watch a pair fall in love over there, dancing the songs their parents were no, 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 no. So everybody give me room now. Watch me cut a rug in the show. I'm going down to the basement. I'm going down to the basement. I'm going down to the basement, 'cause I really wanna rock and roll. Oh, 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 oh. Party people, sweat out the night. Let your body do just what it likes. No, I just wanna hear something from before my years. Dance soldiers, forgetting our day job, trying to get our funk on, 'cause we came to rock and roll. I'm going down to the basement. I'm going down to the basement. I'm going down to the basement, 'cause I really wanna rock and roll. 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 Said I really wanna rock and roll. Said I really wanna rock and roll.
Now there's another you were talking about how you like to sing in the shower. You failed to mention, obviously, a world, you know, a classic tradition of rock stars is singing in the basement.
Yeah.
And having their parents scream at them. It was Springsteen, who you are now actually headlining because you went on after him, who used to say he thought when he was a kid that all the electronic equipment that they owned in the house were the G-damn, you know, brand, because his father would yell down, turn down that G-damn stereo or turn down that G-damn television. We don't have basements here in Los Angeles. And you know that because you lived here for a brief period.
I did. I lived in Hollywood for 2 years.
And I guess because you grew up in the D.C. area, you missed the seasons. You just felt a little like you wanted to get back to the Northeast.
It is a cliche to say that, though, right? I mean, that's what everybody is. Oh, I miss the seasons.
A lot of people do feel that way.
I do kind of. I mean, I'm sort of an East Coast guy. I grew up in D.C. I went to school in Boston. I live in New York now. So I do like it. I mean, I love coming out here. I recorded half of the new album out here in L.A., and I lived here for a month or two doing that. I mean, I love coming here, setting up shop, eating as much Mexican food and sushi as I can, and then heading on my way, I guess, you know.
Yeah, and we bummed you out because, you know, here you are. This is really winter for us. I mean, as a guy who grew up outside of Cleveland and the beautiful man's from Buffalo, even this is a little wet and chilly for us.
It is. I was in Chicago this morning and it was pretty much the same weather.
Yeah, see, that's no good. When you come here, you're supposed to get 82 degrees the
yes,
year round. We'll fix that
points.
Next time. We'll call ahead and I'll make sure that we get the weather forecast for you. You mentioned Perez and how he helped start the viral thing Sometimes when
the
I say
viral thing sounds different. That's
yeah,
like I got a shot for.
Exactly. I was about to say the same thing. It started to develop a fan base that certainly, as you alluded to, ended up becoming an international one, because there were a couple of markets, Australia and others, where you had big success going in, you know, for the first time.
It was pretty cool. I've gone to, you know, Australia, Norway, just went to Dubai recently, which was really cool. You know, places I didn't really ever expect to be doing. So, I mean, yeah, it was pretty crazy. I got the call, hey, they want you to come play in Dubai. I was, sure, why not? You know, it was pretty crazy.
Yeah, the Far East, Vegas. No one could.
It is exactly like
that. No one had to talk you into that. Now, a lot of this obviously had to do with the fact that Sounds Like This produced a song that became ubiquitous and a hit in many markets, and hit being a good thing, not the dirty word that sometimes the hipsters will put on it, like, oh, yeah, that's a hit. I'm sorry. A lot of people love the song. Yeah, well, I can't like it anymore.
Right. I'm a pop music fan, and I always think of what I'm making as pop music in that sense of, you know, the Beatles and Paul Simon and Michael Jackson, all that stuff. So I always thought pop wasn't a bad word, and, you know, hits are what I'm after. I'm trying, all that really means is that I almost think of myself as like an inventor sometimes, where I'm trying to craft something that a lot of people will have a use for, you know, and be able to connect with on some kind of a level.
Yeah, no one associates the Brill Building with a dirty, you know, there's no dirty inference when you use the term Brill Building.
Yeah, back then it was the opposite. If you didn't have hits, there was no room for hipsters back then.
No.
You know, you were just not working anymore.
Right. It's in or out. And hey, I got news for everybody. Welcome to the gone full circle. You're either in or you're out now, and nobody is holding any cool courses saying, oh yeah, we'll support you, you know, for the next 5 years because you're cool. Ain't happening. Now, this is not to dismiss. This isn't to dismiss, you know, arbitrarily acts that do want to retain credibility and integrity. You're talking about the fact that as a songwriter, the art of making the perfect song is important to you, and that is craftsmanship.
It's the elusive beast I'm always hunting, you know? I mean, and it's very addictive because to write a song that I even feels halfway good is immediately, I want to do that again. And, you know, it sometimes takes a while. There'll be a drought or something or a week where I write a bunch of bad songs. And that's, you know, sort of that, I think that's what got me into it, is that addictiveness of writing a song that, you know, feels good to have written. It feels good to perform.
Now, be careful, because you were just telling me how you'd watched a documentary on the making of, was it Pet Sounds or The Smile Session?
Yeah, Pet Sounds.
On Pet Sounds, and you saw what that pursuit can do.
You think I'm headed down the path?
I'm just saying.
Where's my sandbox?
Sometimes that pursuit can take you down a pretty heavy path. Are you ready to go that far?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so we'll
do this interview again, you know, from my house when I'm not leaving it anymore.
Right, and you got long fingernails and stuff. And I'll say, it's me, Sky, remember? Huh? What? Doctor, get me more meds. Anyway, I shouldn't say that stuff because I love Brian Wilson. And look, he was a genius that pursued perfection to what he would admit was a tough end. And now he's back and smiling and ready to take on America. And God bless him. We love him for that, and we cherish his music and his art. Yeah. Talking about crafting songs that a lot of people will love. Why don't you play one that you want to play now for the people?
Yeah, well, you mentioned rock and roll, so I'll play that song for you here.
Why not?
My first album. It's called Rock and Roll.
He's been waiting around for the weekend, figuring which club to sneak in. Fancy drinks and $50 cover charge. Lately it's been a big hassle, Heineken and Newcastle, to make sure he's fitting in and living large. Disregard the lies that he will tell him what he's probably like, 'cause it's not hard. His charm is gonna get him through the night. 'Cause if he wanna rock, he rocks. If he wanna roll, he rolls. Can roll with the punches as long as he feels like he's in control. And if he wanna stay, he stays. If he wanna go, he goes. He doesn't care how he gets there, long as he gets somewhere he knows. Oh no, and na 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 na. See her, heavy makeup and cut t-shirt. Every girl out wants to be her, but they look the same already. Why adjust? Reading the magazine secrets, forgetting the topical regrets. 'Cause if she comes on all alone, the night's a bust. It's a must. Swivel in her hips and the look she gives, it's all a trust. If only in the morning she knew where she lived. 'Cause if she wanna rock, she rocks. If she wanna roll, she rolls. She can roll with the punches as long as she feels like she's in control. And if she wanna stay, she stays. If she wanna go, she goes. She doesn't care how she gets there, long as she gets somewhere she knows. Oh no, and na 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 na. And in a wink, on the brink, from drink to drink, at the bar, but cash to blow, shot to shot, it's getting hot, advance the plot to see how far it's gonna go. Haul the pencil, ditch the friends, and grab a cab, another chance, a cheap romance. doesn't count cause the room is spinning. Nothing to lose tonight, they both are winning. And they fall in love as they fall in bed, they sing. If they wanna rock, they rock. If they wanna roll, they roll. They can roll with the punches as long as they feel like they're in control. And if they wanna stay, they stay. If they wanna go, they go. They don't care how they get there, long as they get somewhere they know, oh no. And na 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 na. And na 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 na. And na 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 na. And na 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 na.
Those cold endings, see, I'm waiting for sustain because we
sorry,
never.
I'll hold it next
well,
time.
Well, no, we never interrupt a sustain here. It's a trademark of KCSN. And I was sitting there going, oh, wait, it's a cold ending. I got to pop my mic up. these are the quirks we have here. And as I think you're becoming aware of, there are many. the new album, Moving Up, Living Down.
Yeah.
The first track, Watching You, Watching Him.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a pattern develop there.
Yeah, I put too many words into things.
moving up, living down, watching you, watching him. That just happened to be a coincidence, yeah?
Just a coincidence, yeah.
I thought it might be part of your own meter, sort of like David Mamet, that you have a meter to everything.
This is the first time I would have ever been compared to David Mamet. But
not bad.
Not bad at all. Yeah, you know, I just... I tend to write songs, and I tend to have titles that have longer ideas in them, and you know, I feel like it's not as much the case these days, but I was falling asleep watching a Time Life, one of those Time Life collections
sure, sure.
The other night. It was a great one. It was like soft hits of the 70s or something, and every song back then was like 10 words long. You
sure.
Know? Jim Croce songs, they were, I try, one there's giving me right now. What's the...
They all had parentheses too.
A lot of parentheses.
To shorten them a little bit.
Yeah,
you could go with the short
the whole
version.
Title, though.
Yeah.
I mean, so,
no one would shorten them.
So that made me feel a little better. But
we do a show here. I do a show here, the 60s at 6, and we just started doing it in the last few weeks. And as I was ripping a lot of the music in, it was amazing to be reminded, you know, because these are songs that I grew up with as a kid and loved all my life. But you start to realize, A, they were crafted, you know. You want to talk about, you know, the 8 count. Those vocals came in on the 8 count, and there were so many similarities that I never noticed that as a
right.
kid. But as I'm ripping them all in now, I start to realize, you know what? They were crafted to a T.
Right.
No time wasted. Everyone conscientious of get to the chorus by here. you know, is this going to be a cold ending? Whoa, cold endings back then.
They're bad.
That was you needed a fade, and they timed the intro so just to allow the radio station long enough to walk it up
yeah.
and get the call letters in, and boom, here's the initial verse. I mean, it really was and is a great craft to study and admire, and we have a blast doing it. I mean,
yeah.
When you leave tonight, make sure you check it out, and you'll get a hoot out of it because we mix it up with the goofy stuff. Of which there was many.
Yeah, people forget.
I mean,
that.
It's unbelievable what constituted hit radio back then. Last night we had Acker Bilk on. I'm trying to think. Acker Bilk and Stranger on the Shore and Deep Purple Hush. You know, it just showed you. Tonight it's Sergio Mendez for
nice.
Those of you. I'm Great. Giving you a little advance on tonight's 60s at 6. I'm going to throw out a little Sergio Mendez and Brazil 66.
Well, I mean, for me, I. Like two of my biggest songwriting influences were the Beatles and Elvis Costello, who was another guy. And they were both super get to the point, you know, especially Elvis Costello, his early records. I mean, there were some of those songs that were a minute 59 or something.
Yeah.
So there was, and I kind of took that, you know, I don't have a lot of long intros. I don't have a ton of solos and things. My songs are kind of, if I'm not making a point, I'm kind of not singing, you know,
right.
Song's over. So
it's songcraft.
I guess so.
And Nick Lowe would applaud you because it was Nick who was constantly pushing Elvis to. He just did an interview recently where he said, "It's too wordy. It's too wordy. You have 3 songs there. There's enough lyrics for 3 songs. Let's save 2 of these for 2 other songs.
Yeah, Elvis puts a lot of words in there. I tend to put a lot of words in my songs, and I always kind of thought that was more because I'm actually a big rap fan also. I thought it came from there, but I was listening to Elvis's the songs the other day, and I was, oh, man. There's a lot of words, like Pump It Up or something like that. There's a lot of words in there. Maybe I got it from there.
Great turns of phrase, too.
Yeah, amazing.
Incredible. So why don't you play us one more? What do you think you want to play?
Yeah, this is the new single. It's called Watching You Watch Him, and it's about being in love with somebody who's in love with somebody else, and then that person's not in love with them. It's sort of an effed up love triangle.
Oh, man, we've all felt that one. I'm relating already. It's Eric Hutchinson on 88.5 KCSN.
I love you from the bottom of my heart. That's not gonna change, but things look grim when I'm watching you watch him. I give you the best a man can hope to give. I'm not feeling brave, chances are slim when I'm watching you watch him. Oh, what is left to learn when he would let you crash and burn? He never gives attention, but you still yearn. Where do I fit in when I'm watching you watch him? God only knows why I still wait around. Said I hate to see you cry. And I need you, but there are things I cannot do. And I want you when he's playing all his games. And it gets hard to tell who's the victim when I'm watching you watch him. Oh, what is left to learn when he would let you crash and burn? He never gives attention, but you still yearn. Where do I fit in when I'm watching you watch him? God only knows why I still wait around. Except I hate to see you cry. I need you, but there are things I cannot do. And I love you like a broken record plays. But I'm a window pane, a phantom limb when I'm watching you watch him. When I am watching you watch him. When I'm watching you watch him. Hey, 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 hey.
See, I've got it down now. I was ready this time. Unless you're going to do a false ending.
That was not the ending.
You're going to do a da-na-na-na. I'm like, oh, I blew it. Eric Hutchinson joining us live in the studio. We'd be remiss before I let you go, in not saying thank you to one of the great souls and one of my true friends in life, your manager, Bill Leopold, if I know Bill, he's, I don't know what hour is it in London right now, like 3 a.m.?
Probably, yeah.
He's up, he's listening, he's listening online. So Bill, you know we love you, and certainly the beautiful man, Dave Bouchard. You can't beat him. Julie Muncy at Warner Brothers. Thank you so much for coming by. And you got off a plane from Chicago.
Yeah.
So you've been, as we call, this is a professional term in the business, schlepping. and you were in fine schlepping form today, considering that they've schlepped you across a couple of time zones. So you know, as we discussed, I'm going to give you the friends and family rate. If ever you want to come back to L.A., you can sublet that half of the studio for $1,500, and that's a good deal
for
you. That
is a very good deal. Those of you who can't see, it's a nice, large space, approximately twice the size of my apartment in New York.
Right.
So,
high ceilings, a lot of windows, great
beautiful
light.
beautiful.
I sometimes feel like I'm on HGTV when I describe this joint. But we really do appreciate you coming out, and we wish you the best success. The album, Moving Up, Living Down, you just heard the first track that we've been playing on KCSN, a live in-studio version of Watching You, Watching Him. It's Eric Hutchinson. Eric, again, thank you for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Good you got it.